I'm Peter Medlin, and I'm here with
Allison Hartman
and
Hallie Olson,
and we're going to talk about how our parents' love influences the way that we think about it.
I think I got my current perception of love from my parents most definitely. My parents are still together. I want to say they've been married for, I think it's 27 years now. My parents' story is super cute. They're in college, maybe knew each other for a year, got engaged, dropped out, moved back to my father's hometown, and that's where they still live today. I think they shaped my perception of love because even though they've had some hard times and I've seen it and I've been through it and all that sort of stuff, they still end up coming back together at the end of the day. And I like hope that for like my love in the future and what I want to do, because I feel like love's not easy. It's hard, and there's going to be parts that are seem like they're not worth it. And I always felt like my parents, even though they had really hard times or like when something went wrong, even though it might have taken some time, they still are always ended up back together. And I hope that someday when, you know, I'm 40 or 50 or 60 years old, and I hope I'm still with the person, you know, the same person I married when I was 20 or 30, and still feel that love. My parents, when I look at them, I know that they're in love and that they were meant to be together.
I think that my parents' marriage, which ended after probably 8 years on what you could say is less than ideal terms, is more than anything an example of, even though something didn't go exactly how you wanted it to, obviously, I wouldn't say that it was a failure. I think that a lot of people look at relationships and, you know, if it succeeds, success just means it going on, you know, it's true love, and a divorce is utter defeat. It's claiming that you couldn't get through it. But I think that when you look at my parents' marriage, you have to look at the bigger picture and the things that they were able to accomplish when they were together, and look at the things that came out of it. I mean, me and my brother, I feel like they really, although the marriage didn't go exactly the way they planned to, I mean, they did a great job with what they could do. The timing didn't work out. Maybe at a different time it would have, but it didn't. And even though they're still not married, I wouldn't say that their divorce was necessarily a defeat.
My parents are definitely an example of what not to do. They were married for 13 years, and someone decided to be unfaithful, and it ended in divorce. I guess from them it was just learning how to communicate with another person and be invested in them. They have been an example for me of how I want to go about loving someone, and I definitely see a better example now with my mom and my stepdad than I did with my own parents. Yeah, I think I try to avoid doing anything that they did in my own relationships. So even though it's hard, you're brought up with this example of when you get angry at someone, you just don't talk to them and you walk around the house in silence. Communication is really important. And for me, I just like kind of make fights out of stupid things sometimes, so avoid those stupid fights. Like if they don't want to go get you food, then too damn bad, I guess.
Like, I feel like you need to always look at the bigger picture of life. I feel like we always, especially when you're in like long-term relationships, like sometimes you just, little things bother you, and like you need like real value, like, is this actually important? Probably not. And then decide what fights are worth it and what fights aren't.
Yeah, I think that's been a big thing for me, like in the last few years, especially because I spent 3 months in a long-distance relationship, which I've never done before, and I'm about to spend another 3 months doing the same thing, so it's all about choosing your battles and, like, cherishing the time that you do have, because you never know, like, when you're going to be able to see them next, or when you're going to be able to talk to them next, or do any of that stuff, so
I know with my current boyfriend, he if we have a conflict, which is, like, rarely, he will literally not do anything until we sit down and talk about it. Like, nothing can ever go on for, like, more than 5 minutes. Like, if I try to not talk about it, he will literally make me, like, sit down and, like, talk about it even if I don't want to. And, like, for me, I feel like that's a good thing because I used to just, like, bottle things up and, like, let it explode. So he's a good balance for my...
Exactly. Yeah. And try not to raise your voice because there's nothing that's going to... There's nothing that alienates people faster and puts them in a corner more than screaming at them.
I scream a lot.
Exactly. And be open enough to where you'd be able to know or ask them if how they liked conflicts to be resolved, how they liked to be to handle when they're upset. You know, do you want someone that's going to talk you down and help you, or do you want someone that wants just to leave you alone for 20 minutes? Because that could be the difference between an argument and not, and, you know, resolving it quickly, is if someone, you know, wants to be coddled or if someone wants you to take 10 steps back and don't look at me for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a 10 steps back kind of person. I think, like, I've always just been kind of detached, and I'm trying to, like, move away from being such a detached person, but it's hard. I mean, it's definitely hard, especially when they really, like, my boyfriend really wants to be there. He's that, like, attachment person. Like, I want to help you. And I'm just like, no. I need you to go away right now.
I feel like I used to be 10 steps back. I think that's also why my relationships in the past didn't work. It's because I wanted them to leave me alone. And that's not what's good for me, because then I'll just, like, bottle it up and yell at them, you know, a week later when they don't wash their spoon or something. I don't know, stuff like that. Like, I feel like for me, I just, like, want them to be like, no, we're talking about this right now. Like, you need to do this. And I also think that's, like, how long you've been dating, too. Because, like, I've always been the type of person who's all in with someone. I've never, like, just, like, dated people. Like, I've had, like, 2 boyfriends my whole life. So I feel like...
Like, 20?
Yeah, I feel like it just depends on, like, what kind of date are you and how long you've been dating. Because I'm...
See, I'm the opposite of the bottled in. Like, they're going to know probably more than they need to. So it's just a matter of how you're going to handle that. And... Yeah. You know, maybe they didn't need to know exactly, but they're going to know how I feel. That's for sure.
Yeah. You want to be open and honest with each other and not hide some of the bigger things. Like, it took me a long time to tell my boyfriend about my dad. I mean, it's just, like, a touchy subject and not something I just share openly with people, but I think it was important to share that to have us move forward in a healthy way in our relationship. So I think honesty is really important.
Yeah, I think that's another thing you learn from your parents. And I could say this for, like, my stepdad, too, is that he comes from a very, like, the Irish background of the, I'm going to take everything and I'm going to put it in here and then one day I'll die. So I've kind of reacted to that and being like, or we can make it all for everyone always. So this Valentine's Day, folks, whether you're in a relationship or not, take a look back at your parents' love, and maybe it'll help to avoid some of their pitfalls, and maybe use their experience to your advantage. Happy Valentine's Day.